Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, so it is time for the moment of wisdom. And we want to share the moment of wisdom with you today. It's in Proverbs 7. And with all you're getting, get wisdom, get understanding. And we're going to hear from just God's word on some wisdom for the day. Wisdom 7, Proverbs chapter 7. Proverbs chapter 7. My son, keep my words and store up my commands within you. Keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers and write them on the tablet of your heart. You know, sometimes we got to, I'm guilty, but sometimes you read the words so fast sometimes that you have to slow down and just kind of think about what you just read. You know, mm-hmm. It says, my son, keep my words and store up my commands mm-hmm. within you and keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. You think about that. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye.
Right.
You know, your eye is a very sensitive part of your body.
Right.
I mean, it's really, really sensitive. You think about your eyelashes. Now, Pat, I know you probably don't know this. But the ladies know this. You know, your eyelashes are not just for ladies to, you know, curl them or do what they do with them. I don't know what they do, but... But your eye, huh?
Tell us, what do they do?
Well, I have no idea what they do. But they got to like twirl them up or something. But anyway, your eyelashes actually protect your eyes. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. They protect your eyes from any kind of debris or garbage or dirt just, you know, getting in your eyelid. And it just catches it before it hits your eye. Mm-hmm. And your eyelashes function like they're like a warning system. Mm-hmm. When things get too close to your eyes, they shut like a reflex. It's just like it's mm-hmm. a warning. It sends a signal to your brain. It just like shuts it before anything can actually hit it.
Right.
You think about it, if something hits your eyes, you would imagine you would hear so many more things that happen with eyes. But your eyes are just they're just sticking out there. So many things can go into them. But I guess eyelashes do such a great job. You know, if something's about to fly in there, fall in there, just automatically just shuts. And it kind of catches any kind of garbage that could go in there. Well, you know, I wear contacts, okay, and I'm a little bit challenged in the eyesight area. In fact, I'm a lot challenged. Just one of my challenges, you know.
Right.
I'm challenged vertically as well. But let's start with with the eyes. You know, I have to wear if I don't wear contacts or my glasses. I'm in deep trouble, man. I cannot see. I mean, I just cannot. Like, I'm a person that I cannot be behind a wheel if I don't have some corrective lenses.
Right.
I can't see signs. I can't see speed limits. I can't, nothing, you know, no. I can't see anything, you know? And I won't go there. I just can't see.
Right, okay? Right.
But I've had before, and anybody who's worn contacts before, maybe you could relate to this. Sometimes your eyelashes get loose, I guess, and they get in between mm-hmm. your contact. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you that it feels like there is a rock in your eye. And you're right. Like, get this out of my eye. And you're like, you know, holding your fingers wide open. And you're like, look in my eye. Look in. There has to be something there.
Yeah.
And you know. She was like, it's just a little eyelash. I was like, it's killing me.
It's a log. Killing. Get it out.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's huge. And it's amazing. You take the little eyelash out mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, relief. Beautiful. Beautiful. And you think about it. Look what happens when you guard your eye. Mm-hmm. And the word is instructing us that we need to guard God's teachings that way. God, guard the word of God just like we would guard our eye, would keep it precious. Mm-hmm. And if something happened to your eye, you'd be in a world of hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in a world of hurt. If something happens to your eye, you'd get pink eye or stuff like that, man. You're like, mm-hmm. but if something pokes you in the eye, yeah, it's bad news. But we're supposed to guard the teaching. Mm-hmm. Guard the teachings. Hold it close. Don't let it get punctured. Don't let it get a, you know, don't let it fall out.
Yeah.
Don't let nothing get in it. but protect it because it's sensitive. It's worthy to be treasured and honored. Mm-hmm. Don't let it fall out.
Right.
So he says, guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. The same way you would guard your eyes, guard my teachings. Guard my teachings. How many welders you know start welding without putting protective lenses on their eyes?
Right, exactly.
It's like, hello, you're going to lose that eye. Mm-hmm. If you don't protect God's word in your life, you're not going to have it. Mm-hmm. You got to cherish it. You got to protect it. So in Proverbs 7, you're looking at Solomon. He's making an observation here, okay? Mm-hmm. And he's observing, Pat, this young man. He's looking through his window, the lattice of his window, and he says, mm-mm, this ain't going good.
Right.
He's like, I can see where this is going. This young man is walking down the way of this woman whose husband just left.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, mm-mm, I can see this is not going to be a good thing that's happening. He says, mm-hmm. Then out came a woman to meet him, dressed like a prostitute with crafty intent. She is loud and defiant, and her feet never stay at home. And so he's like, okay, crafty intent. She had ill will.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had a brazen face and all.
Right.
And goes on to say that, you know, she's making a move for him, basically.
Right.
And in verse 21, it says, with persuasive words, she led him astray, and she seduced him with her smooth talk. I mean, you know, let me tell you something. If you could be led astray. You could be led astray. The thing is that if God wouldn't warn us, if it wasn't possible, you know, there's no temptation is not coming to man, right?
That's right.
But if you're not guarding the teachings, right? Mm-hmm. If you're not being aware, be careful. I mean, 2 Corinthians 11:3 says, "But I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ." I mean, if someone can be led astray from the pure devotion to Christ, mm-hmm. I mean, catch a clue. You can be led astray. You can be. It's not about wandering and doing and touching and seeing, but you can be led astray. And 1 John 2:26 says, "I'm writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray." Let me tell you that there are people that will try to lead you off the path that you're trying to be on.
Mm-hmm.
And God is warning us in His Word that we need to stay on the right path. We need to go to the places that we need to go and not go to the places we don't need to go. And I'm reminded in Psalms about, says that a blessed man is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. You know, there's a progression there. You start walking, it's like, then you start standing. And before you know it,
yeah.
You're sitting down, man. It's a trap. You're being led astray. You're going to be led astray if you don't guard what God is doing in your life like you would guard your eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
You got to guard the anointing. We talked about that earlier this week. You got to protect the Lord's anointing. You got to protect what God's doing in your life. You got to protect your relationship. And you know what? The enemy has a strategy. The devil does not like you.
Mm-mm.
He does not like you. He doesn't want to get between everything. He wants to get between you and God, you and your relationship. And there's a strategy that's being waged to lead you astray by any means necessary.
Right.
And if you're not careful, you'll be led astray.
Mm-hmm.
And so the warning that we could take, I mean, it says all at once he followed her like an ox going to the slaughter. I mean, he was done. Like a deer stepping into a noose till an arrow pierces his liver, like a bird darting into a snare, little knowing it will cost him his life. Solomon's watching this. This is the ways of the simple. No wisdom, no understanding, no need to understand that we got to treasure what God is doing. Then he says, "Now then, my sons, listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Do not let your heart turn to her ways. Don't turn to the enemy's ways." He said, "Many are the victims she has brought down. Her slain are a mighty throng. Her house is a highway to the grave, leading down to the chambers of death." Let me tell you something. That's that's a bad road to get on.
Mm-hmm.
Stay on the road with Jesus. Don't turn to your left. Don't turn to your right. Keep your gaze before the Lord. Make level paths for yourself and watch God take care of you. Honor the Lord, because let me tell you something. The enemy has a plan to lead you astray. Don't be led. Remember this, that for someone or something to lead you astray, someone has to lead and someone has to follow. Don't follow those who will lead you into the ditch mm-hmm. or into the chambers of death.
All right.
We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.